From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump is replacing his national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, with John Bolton. It is the latest in a number of recent high-level Trump administration changes. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was fired last week. Bolton, who was a U.S. Undersecretary for Arms Control and International Security from 2001 to 2005, is regarded as a hardliner and interventionist on matters of foreign policy and defense. He was recently advocated for pulling out of the nuclear deal with Iran and for a first strike on North Korea. President Trump has initiated actions to consider imposing tariffs on a list of 1,300 Chinese-imported products worth about $60 billion. China's Commerce Ministry today proposed a list of U.S. products as potential retaliation targets. President Trump often uses automobile trade between China and the U.S. as a reason for increasing tariffs on Beijing.
The word that I want to use is reciprocal. When they charge 25% for a car to go in, and we charge 2% for their car to come into the United States, that's not good.
Mr. Trump campaigned on promises to bring down a massive trade deficit and crack down on abusive commercial practices by U.S. trading partners. More than 1,500 Syrian rebel fighters and their families are evacuating towns in the besieged Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta as the army moves to close capturing the entire capital. Rebel officials say they expect that evacuation to last for several more days. This is VOA News. United Nations says that Saudi Arabian airstrikes are to blame for most civilian deaths and injuries in Yemen. Lisa Schlein reporting now from Geneva, where a report by the UN Secretary General and High Commissioner for Human Rights on the critical situation in Yemen has been issued.
In late March 2015, Saudi Arabia began bombing Houthi rebels in support of the government. Since then, the UN Human Rights Office has verified 6,100 civilian deaths, more than one quarter of them children. UN Deputy High Commissioner Kate Gilmore, who presented the report to the Council, says the actual number of casualties is likely to be far higher. The United Nations condemns the Saudi coalition's blockade of Yemen's sea and airports. It says the restrictions on imports and humanitarian assistance are compounding the already unbearable suffering of millions of people. The United Nations says 22 million Yemenis are in need of humanitarian aid and 8 million are at risk of famine. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump says he would like to testify before the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Mr. Trump's comments came shortly after John Dowd, his lead lawyer in the Russia investigation, resigned amid a shakeup of the president's team, his legal team. On social media this week, President Trump has assailed the special counsel, which is also seeking to determine the extent of contact between Russians and the Trump associates during the 2016 U.S. presidential election, as well as whether Mr. Trump tried to obstruct the criminal investigation. President contends the team is conducting an inquiry, which he describes as a witch hunt, and it's stacked with opposition Democrats. International groups continuing their efforts to help Rohingya the Muslims in Bangladesh and the refugee camps. Adil Mohammed Hayat is Kuwait's ambassador to Bangladesh. He has accompanied relief workers from his country to Bangladesh to assist the Rohingyas with their needs.
We are part of a Kuwaiti delegation consisting of the Kuwaiti Red Crescent, Kuwait Fund for Economic Assistance, and some other charities to assist the relief operation, and in the meantime, to try to help these refugees with more assistance.
Since late August 2017, more than 688,000 Rohingyas have fled Burma's Rakhine state to escape what the UN and human rights describe as ethnic cleansing. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.